92.3 WTTS. On demand.
All right. 92.3 WTTS. It's George Drake Jr. backstage at Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago, sitting here with Mr. Brendan Canning of Broken Social Scene. How are you?
Very good, George. Lovely to be here.
First of all, congratulations on Forgiveness Rock Record. It's one of your best albums, I think, so far.
Well, thanks. I mean, thanks. I'll take it.
So from a musical approach, how does Forgiveness Rock Record compare to your prior releases?
As an approach?
Yeah, from a musical approach.
In a lot of ways, kind of the same way we write songs. Well, it wasn't in the basement so much this time, but a lot was written in, Charles built an extension onto his house and has a very small little rehearsal space, so a lot of stuff was written in there. A lot of stuff was written in the studio. I guess the one different thing was we had a really steady lineup as far as like what the band was, which was, myself, Charles, Andrew, Kevin, Justin, and this time Sam Goldberg, who is, sort of the new guy, as it were. He's been with us since 2007. But that was the band who tracked this record, as opposed to, other incarnations where, maybe Jimmy Shaw is on guitar and Evan Cranley is on guitar and trombone, or Emily's on vocals. I mean, even though we had everyone come in after the fact and sprinkle their bits and help out in the songwriting, especially with a song like Sentimental Exes, where Emily really took the reins on that one. But that's kind of where the band took a shift, I guess.
Okay. So with such a large collaborative of people, how do each of you go about writing your own parts to the songs?
Every story is different.
Yeah.
Every song's got a different incarnation or, the tale of its journey. Yeah. If you had a specific song you wanted to...
Oh, I'm just wondering, where do you start and how do you build upon it from there?
I mean, like a song like World Sick, Kevin came in with a really rough idea. He had the chords. He really had the chorus for that song together, and the verse structure was really loose. And then, I sort of had that little guitar lick that goes boo doo boo doo boop boop boo doo boo doo boop 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 boo doo boop boo doo boo doo. And then the so I sprinkle something like that in. Charles has got and Andrew's got his and general sort of bits in there, and Justin does his thing and sort of tries to sift through everything and see how he can make similar tempoed songs, giving them their own character on the drums, which is not an easy task. So, and Sam, he's got the stadium rock lick with the very sort of slightly in the Slash vein. So yeah, I mean that's there's a story of World Sick, but yeah, every song's got a different tale.
So do you think having all these people for one song at a time helps, or does it hinder a song experience?
I think with a song like that, it was only going to sound one way with this band interpreting what was there to be interpreted. I think we're at the point now where we all know how little or how much to play. Of course, there's going to be times where there'll be headbutting and saying, that doesn't fit, or this doesn't fit, or that's too much, or no, that's not enough. But that's, that's called being in a band.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Broken Social Scene is one of those bands that doesn't really rely on a vocalist to define the sound. If you hear a Death Cab for Cutie song, if you hear Ben Gibbard, it's a Death Cab for Cutie song. But with a Broken Social Scene song, you can tell just by the music alone that it is a Broken Social Scene song. Just by, the timbre and just the unique sounds that all of you guys throw into each one of your songs. So how do you go about achieving that unique sound album to album?
There's no real particular science other than we just enjoy discovering new sounds. And I think we just have, as a collective group of individuals, I think we all just sort of have a certain bar level that we say, oh yeah, that's great, or, you know, this record was kind of neat because a song like Chasing snuck in, where it started out with, you know, that started out with just, you know, at the end of a song that didn't make the record, and I sort of started playing this sort of Hill Street Blues kind of piano thing, just being kind of funny. And then Kevin really latched onto that, and Justin had this Atari Teenage Riot kind of drum beat. And then, you know, Charles hadn't heard it, but then when he heard it, he really got excited by it and laid, you know, some sort of surfy, reverby guitar. And then, you know, then a horn section comes in, and then the sort of Philly soul string section comes in, like sort of 1977, doing that da-da-dun, da-da-dun, ya-da-dun, ya-da-dun, ya-da-da-da-da-dun. Ring. So, yeah, you know, I think whatever we got, you know, there's a particular sense of humor in this band that allows us to achieve the things, you know, by putting, you know, at the beginning of Highway Slipper Jam, and Justin's kind of doing the scooty bat and dee dee bat and dee, you know, we all just thought it was too hilarious not to include. So,
okay, so the Broken Social Seems presents. Project is a very unique project. So do you feel it's expected of every member to make their own presents?
No, I don't think anything's expected of anyone. I think the fact that Kevin or I didn't have another band to operate in, and that was just a chance for the two of us to, I just have the opportunity to say, this is how it stands, or this is how it's going to stick, and, you know, these are my decisions, and I've got no one to really step in my way. That being said, it's still a collaboration. Like, it wasn't, you know, like I wasn't needing outside sources, or he wasn't needing outside sources to finish tracks on our records. But, you know, Andrew's got his Apostle of Hustle. Charles had, you know, has Do Make Say Think, and the Happiness Project he did. Justin's playing with some of the guys in the Stills right now. You know, everyone's got their own thing, whether it's, you know, Metric or Feist or Jason Collette. You know, we've all been in this band together, and we've just sort of maintained keeping it together as Broken Social Scene and not been given the opportunity to say yes unequivocally.
So where do you think this the project is headed as a whole?
Well, we're going to finish the year of touring. We're going to tour some more next year. The debate of the next record is still, I mean, most of us want, we have enough sort of material minus a few bricks to put out another record. So, you know, beyond 2012, you know, it's hard to really predict, but I'd say we're still a band entity until 2012.
So with all the side projects that you mentioned, is it difficult to get the band together to record or to tour?
Well, not when you have, like, the steady lineup. You know, we got the steady lineup now, so... And we're all committed, and we all realize, like, the dedication and commitment it takes to, you know, to go out and peddle your goods, you know? We got to do it. You got to be a unit. And this whole, you know, replacing this person with that person, I think we'd taken that to the fullest. And it just... It's hard to progress when you're in this type of band unless you have everyone on page one from the beginning to continue on the journey that we're on.
So you feel that Broken Social Scene is more of a priority than these other projects, or is that just an unfair type of...
No, now, yeah, it's a priority right now because, you know, we released a record, and, you know, the way it was kind of presented to the press and whatnot, or how, you know, it was like, oh, the first record in 5 years, and what have you guys been doing kind of thing. But meanwhile, it's like, well, you know, we've been doing tons of shit. But yeah, you know, we all know, like, we've been able to reap a lot of rewards from what we all achieved together. And I think this was a time to really give back to what Broken Social Scene gave to us. You know, it really gave us, you know, a lot of fantastic opportunities. So you don't want to look at that too lightly, because there's many people around you who are just hoping for the same opportunities.
Yeah. So now with Forgiveness Rock Record just a handful of months old, besides touring from now into next year, what's next?
Uh, Oh, there's a few movies coming out that we've been involved with, like Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Oh, what's this track?
This is LP now.
I know, but this one I recognize. Hang on. No, maybe not. yeah, like Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That's a movie we're involved with. Another one called It's Kind of a Funny Story. There's This Movie is Broken, which is a concert movie meshed with a little teenage romance sort of thing, or early 20s romance, I guess, that sort of take place around Broken Social Scene playing. Another one like I did without these guys called Trigger. So there's, you know, four movies. You know, making videos as a band. We're going to Taipei next Thursday, which takes us to Singapore, then Japan, then Australia, New Zealand. Then we do a full-on North American tour in September and October. And then we go back to Europe for the third time in November. And then we do our, you know, hometown shows in December. And then February of 2011, we pick up all the spots we didn't hit on the North American tour, like your Texas, your Atlantas, your Indianapolises, you know, wherever else we missed. So
essentially you're going to be keeping busy.
Yeah, and I didn't even mention South America. So, you know, it's a big world to try and hit. And when you're sort of given the opportunities to go to all these places, yeah, you try and hit where you can and keep your band sanity and allow yourself to do other fun stuff that has nothing to do with Broken Social Scene and, you know, allows you to go swimming in a lake or the ocean for 4 days without worrying about answering an email about, you know, this remix or this t-shirt idea or whether you want to appear on the Jimmy Fallon show, you know, just stuff like that.
Well, for 92.3 WTTS, it's George Drake Jr. with Brendan Canning. Brendan, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, George.
Take care.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.